All right, man, we'll go do this before we crack house.
Yeah! This one goes out to all my wizards!
Professor from Calarian Community College.
And that's why when I said, like, looking at the grade that book got versus the condition it's actually in, I feel like the guy was just throwing me a bone. Like, literally.
Maybe he knew it was you.
Now, in the grand scheme of looking at everything that went out to him, that is the lowest book in the fucking pile. So, giving it the 9.2 that it got, when it should have been an 8.0 or lower, I feel like he just kind of like, eh, this doesn't matter.
Hey, welcome to Energy Cardboard Crack House.
That's just my opinion, though.
We're talking about graded comic books, and we're going to be talking about another card game here shortly.
Yeah. Earl
Grey.
Parking lot, who's can't wait. Just so excited.
I don't know, man.
Well, you got all kinds of questions, Biffo.
It's I guess I'm called Flesh and Biffo. That's what we're gonna call it.
Ooh, Flesh and Biffo.
For my new deck.
We're talking about graded comic books right now, man. It's also translating to graded cards too.
Yeah, so you're saying like you guys all sent in like fucking reserve lists and parking lot sent in like a fucking
common.
Like a common.
Standard common.
And he's just like, oh fuck, give it that shit a 9.2. He ain't gonna get no money out of it anyway.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, okay.
It's sentimental values, man. For me, it would have been I would have gotten it cleaned, I would have had it remarked.
Like I said, I did request to have it cleaned because I knew it would have benefited a lot. I just never got the fuck around to pulling out of my shit and getting either to you or whatever, but when it got sent off, I asked, hey, make sure it gets clean and pressed.
Oh, yeah.
Because I knew, I'm learning, I'm new to the game, but I understood the process of, if it's pretty looking, and it's not rolled up into a fucking newspaper that's been beating your kid, it's going to be good.
No,
book was not that.
Our initial order, the first batch of books that we got in, we had Ultimate Fallout 4, 9.8. Sold for $700.
What would your 9.2 go for right now, probably not?
$50.
$50?
Yeah.
Because the problem with that book that I sent off, the other copies that are graded are also signed. At that point, that becomes a different ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
And a different sport. All right? Like, you're talking $100, $200 book. At a 9.0, signed by artists, writers, et cetera, et cetera, versus what I sent, which is a dirty, naked copy.
Like a special needs kid or something to say,
Something, I don't know. Like I said, this book was in T-ball, right? And the closest is Major League. All-Star Game. About to retire, right?
Okay.
Two different fucking fields.
Hey, at least you got your 9.2.
That's why I say I think
9.2 is way better than a survey you'll ever get for working in Vegas.
We have the Werewolf by Night first appearance of Moon Knight sent out.
Oh, okay. I actually know who that is.
Dude, we couldn't give this book away, all right? When we got it in, we offered it to people $350. Then it went up to $1,000. We're like, hey, man, $600, it's yours. Nobody wanted it. So I cleaned and pressed it. We're getting it repressed again before grading this time. If it hits a high 8.5, you're looking at 10 grand plus. If it gets...
I'll give you 300 for it.
8.5. You're looking at like 12 to 13. If it gets a 9, it gets even fucking more.
It's crazy, bro. There's like a lot of money in comics. Like, I'm way out of the loop on that shit. Like, I would figure, like,
the other
man,
book,
like, who's even into this shit anymore?
The only other book that's in this batch that I'm picking up is my Superman First Appearance of Doomsday that I had sent off with this set. And that's the one I'm still waiting on.
Doomsday's your ultimate, or your...
Yeah,
he
keeps buying them.
I keep buying them.
Getting them slabbed, and then sells them.
Is that what you're doing?
But this one... But I, if this one hits above the 9.4...
What do you mean? I got another one.
It's in... I know. There's another one.
I have another one in a pile of books that could probably get a 9.4 or higher.
And if this one does, I'm keeping it. Like, it's going home... And it's going away.
Doomsday is the guy that killed Superman, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember, I love Superman, but more specifically, I love the characters and the times where he's been dead.
Oh, okay.
I'm weird like that. I don't understand it either, but that's just me. I'm dark.
All right, let's move on to the talk of the town right now, man. Congratulations again to the tall Timmy from the tall Stimmy.
Mm-hmm.
He actually replied to me right now. Well, not to me. He says, when you fellas are recording next, sound the horn and the Timmy will answer.
We always sound the horn, bro.
He's saying, you know, hey, if we want him on an episode.
On the show.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna do that. Well, hey, just like I said, man, hey.
Could you believe it?
If you guys can't believe this shit.
Could you believe this?
I built a ninja deck out of my box of Welcome to Wrath. So it's sitting there.
So you're playing this shit. Flesh and Bob.
So I'm looking at playing this thing. I want to see if we can get a game up on Zoom or on whatever with, you know, with our boy, the tall Timmy. And he's going to have to show me the ropes, man. He's going to have to beat my ass.
I'd be too nervous, man. He's like big time in Flesh and Blood. I'll be like,
So, you know, I'm going to give the game a shot, but I'm not going to spend no money on this fucking game.
No more than I already did.
What if it hooks you like that? Boom.
Well, Spencer came in, and yeah. He's been pushing this really, really hard.
Oh, he's, you know, Flesh and Blood too?
Oh, yeah, man. I guess he's really into it.
Spent in blood.
And he's going, this is a lot more in-depth than Magic. It actually has a little bit more better gameplay. And it sounds like, well,
in-depth? What? Magic's pretty fucking...
Well, you looked at it, man, with the way it was set up, man. You got to pitch cards to be able to cast them. You have armor. You can use those armor pieces to block damage and this and that.
I mean, you kind of gave me like a quick overview. And I mean quick, I mean like in a minute or two. And I'm not gonna lie,
my interest is peaked.
I like the cards.
The artwork is fucking sick. Phenomenal, dude. I really like the artwork. You know, I like to feel that each deck is built for one specific class. You know, warrior, guardian.
Are those the same size as Magic cards, like Dragon Sleeves?
Yep, Dragon Shields.
Okay, yeah, I like.
Again, the price point's really easy for someone to get in. It's $10 to get a fucking entry level deck.
Okay, I do like that they did pre-cons too, but
We need to get some intro decks, because that's where I'll play.
Well, I hit up the shop. We don't have any at the other store, so he's going to get some in, because we can start hosting events for Flesh
for
and Blood.
For them too? Nice.
We actually signed up, and they go, oh yeah, man, you know what? We'll give you whatever promotionals, whatever.
You don't need to be WPN for them?
Ooh.
See, Flesh and Blood,
you want to sell our stuff? Okay.
Jay already talked to him on the phone, and they said, yep. They're fucking, dude, they're willing to hand the fucking keys to the kingdom, bro.
Dang, that's how it should be, bro. Not like fucking Watsy buy my trash cans and fucking banners and shit, or else you ain't getting dick. You know what the difference is, bro? When you're the big fish and you're the only game on the market, you could do shit like that. But now, hey, fucking...
But you never... What I don't understand is, okay... WotC's been this big bad fucking monster for decades. Pokemon's been behind it. Yu-Gi-Oh's been behind it.
But not as not
but
even
they've,
close.
They've, but that's the problem. They've been chasing.
I mean, you'd figure that Yu-Gi would have at some point surpassed Magic.
That's because the game is a piece of shit.
And every
as a former player, the game turns
yeah,
to
you used
shit.
To play Yu-Gi?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
when I was a kid, I actually used to play Yu-Gi.
All this before you were on drugs.
Oh, yeah, middle school.
Digimon. Did you play Digimon, too?
No, that was another, just like Pokemon. I had the cards, never knew how to fucking play.
Again, Digimon's taking off again.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's been around this whole time?
I guess they revitalized it and started reprinting the cards.
What the fuck?
Because Digimon don't have no reserve list.
Hey, it's like Geo. You know, Geo buys now defunct dead card games. So I'm waiting for them to bring back like Vampire, The Eternal Struggle.
Yeah, yeah.
And games like, well, back in the day it was called Jihad, baby. Jihad.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Was Digimon the Blue Eyes White Dragon or is that Yu-Gi?
No, that's Yu-Gi. Yu-Gi.
So Digimon was all those weird little knockoff looking things,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All you got to do is say weird knockoffs.
Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was
yeah,
an
yeah.
orange dragon that turned into a bigger dragon that basically turned into like a weird T-Rex.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But, oh, anyways, back to Flesh and Blood. Of course they're going to be chasing. They're never going to be WotC, but WotC can do weird shit like that where, like, you need me. I don't need you. You
and
know what
Flesh
I mean?
And Blood.
And right now, Flesh and Blood is like, hey, man.
Humble.
They're humble. Yeah. Exactly. Is the, that's
we
the
know
word.
We need
hey,
you.
They knew because the Iron Sheik put them in the camel clutch and said, I'm gonna fuck you in the ass. I'm going to humble you and break your
Gavin
Verhey,
you no good jabroni. But Flesh and Bob, that's just going to. Man, dude, it's fucking. It's coming around, bro. It's really weird how we were like
against what? Other cards. You know what it is? It's called the purest. We look at Magic as, you know, the end all be all for card games, right?
It's been
around the longest.
It's the card game.
It's hits those milestones, and it's nostalgia when we play. Even with the new shit, we could talk as much mad shit as we want, but for some odd reason, one or two cards out of that fucking set is going to catch your eye and you're going to go, you know what? I need that for this deck. Not because, you know, we're playing in tournaments. When we go to fucking events, what do? We don't fucking do that. We do the tourist thing and we go hang out with the guys that we know and we have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Playing Commander or drafting or this and that. It's not anything
or getting high and passing out at 9 o'clock at night.
Not in the parking lot.
But that's nostalgia.
I love
it's like that's what it is, drinking and drafting, you know, D&D. You've done that.
Yeah.
But with Flesh and Blood, they have a draft format for it. You can draft this game because there's generic abilities in there that you could put in any deck.
I did not think that this was a draftable game.
Yeah, they have draftables. They have Blitz and then they have the normal game. So it's like, which do you want to play? Whereas Magic has Standard, Modern. If you want to play Modern, man, you got to dump real money into it.
Put some respect on all those other formats. Piñata, Cowboy, Circle Jerk.
Yep.
Come on, what
all
the fuck?
Other ones.
We did a whole episode on that. How are you going to fucking look
Commander
past that?
But this game's already got variants coming out the fucking gate.
The one thing, man, is I'm glad they sound like they're humble. It sounds like they're doing the right thing. It sounds like they're getting that same thing with what happens with Bob takes fucking Magic players to a new store. It's like, right now, you have this opportunity to get big. Do not fuck this up.
Exactly. Right? That's
and they say, and they see that on the water. They do.
Because last year, when we're talking about when Rudy was saying Flesh and Blood, whatever, and we're just like, that's not going to take off. And now it's just like, wait a minute. You guys got events?
I was curious when he was doing it, when he was selling boxes of Welcome to Wrath. I was like, man, you know what? I don't want to spend $200 a fucking box. You know why? I'd rather spend that and get my magic boxes at the time, because that's what, during that time frame, it was Ikoria.
Yeah.
You know, what were we opening up? Godzilla cards. Enjoying the fucking sets.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, man, you know, I did. I bought a fucking Welcome to Wrath Unlimited box. I got it for $60 fucking. Because that's what we sell them for, $60 to $65 at the fucking our LGS. They're not overly expensive unless you go after those first edition boxes.
Yeah.
But I notice even those aren't being that expensive.
What's the first edition box going for now?
Well, Welcome to Wrath is like $5,000, $10,000. But
That's also, you got to keep in mind, first set, alpha edition.
Yeah.
Like, that's just going to be astronomical anyway.
If it's like Magic, man, come on. And they release an alpha set, you know that set's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
Pokemon's not like that. They print until it's done.
They we get print boxes. Until the people start sending the boxes back, going, we can't sell it now.
We can't sell them no more. I mean, dude, we're selling, what the hell is that? Not Fire Emblem, the Shining Fates.
Yeah,
the Shining Fates ETB boxes, right? They were originally $150 fucking, bro. $150.
For a box?
For an ETB.
Which is basically a fat pack.
Ten packs.
Now,
God damn.
Now we're selling them for $75.
No, half price.
We are selling some of the newer sets that come after that. We've got a fuck ton of Battle Styles.
Oh, God. Dude.
Which came, they released
Nobody fucking liked that set at all, bro. It didn't sell.
This is a Pokemon like set?
It's a Pokemon set.
It didn't sell that
fucking
well.
And the ETBs, the Fat Packs, I'm just going to keep calling them Fat Packs for us Magic listeners out there. They came with two different versions, a red one and a blue one. Those were originally $75 to $80.
$35.
I've been offering for, and sorry, Jay, you're not going to hear this probably. I've been offering them at 30.
And no one buys
and it? And still getting turned down. Yeah, well, I'd buy it for like 20.
Well, people are chasing like, I know we're not making money. Expensive fucking, you know, hollow foil fucking GX fucking cards. You know, each set has one, but it depends on which character it is. You know, Shining Fates had the Pikachu.
Shining Fates had a Pikachu that hit hot and a Charizard that hit hot.
The Charizard, if you got it, was $3 to $6.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big money.
That's Pikachu, pretty good.
Big the Pikachu at the money. The Pikachu at the highest hype of it all was about $120. Because it was Rainbow Chew.
A fat Rainbow Chew at that.
Fat, chunky Rainbow Chew.
So you're figuring a 9-year-old kid going and buying a pack and pulling a $200 fucking card, a $600 fucking card.
Fuck, dude.
Right? That's something. So, yeah, these dads were buying, buying fucking everything under the fucking sun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're still producing Shining Fates. They're still producing these sets.
And then
nobody
going
fucking,
over, yeah.
Nobody wants to fucking buy them.
Because either when it comes to like the Shining Fates, it was considered too overpriced.
One or two print runs, they got 3, 4, 5 print runs.
Well, what are you guys saying right now that they'll print it until you guys send them back? Is that true?
Basically,
no. Well, no. They'll do like five print runs of sometimes six if it's.
Could you imagine six print runs of Magic cards, dude? That'd be, dude. You'd just be overloaded with shit.
Well, did you hear the news? How our new fat packs are going to be from now on. So our fat packs, for all you Magic players out there, when you buy a fat pack now, it is no longer, what, 8 or 9?
10 packs.
10 packs of booster drafts? Set boosters now.
I don't want to say it, but I'm going to fucking say it for my own fucking reasoning. I told you so. Ladies and gentlemen, the day of draft is gone. Draft boxes, I give it 2 years.
The reason why is because you can buy those for $40. Why would you and get 10 packs? You buy, you know, 3 of those, you can do a draft.
Of the fats, yeah.
The fat packs. If you buy them at cost, they're $30 fucking. That's $90. Plus land base.
Oh, yeah.
It even gives you the mana.
It even gives you the mana.
So, It's like, come on, man. But when you look at it, I always tell customers when they go, hey, which one would you buy? I'm all set boosters.
Yeah. Yeah, all day.
You want the more chance of getting more rares? Fuck that. Set boosters. Oh, you know what? Give me a draft booster. And I look at them like, all right. Hey, how is that one fucking rare?
That 25-cent rare.
Oh, you know, I should have went after the draft boost or the set boosters like you said.
When they're at the same fucking price.
Well, yeah, or like a dollar more.
A dollar more.
Yeah, true.
Set but now that you're saying that the fat packs are...
going to be converting.
Are they going to be $10 more than what they used to be?
No.
Fucking, what's the problem?
Hey, that's all value right there.
Hey, open up the coffers, Gavin. Here it comes again.
Now, I'm waiting for Flesh and Blood here to start with an ETB.
They only do boosters right now?
Booster packs
and boxes.
Booster boxes and starter decks.
Yep.
Starter decks, you mean by precons, right?
Precons, yeah. Now, if they go down the line, they do the fat packs or the ETBs, whatever the fuck they decide to call them, which I ironically think in Flesh and Blood, you said coffers. That kind of makes sense in my head. Yeah, go ahead and use that, all right? Any all out there. But when they do that product, that'll be fine. That's not a crazy, weird product.
I can see them giving you a decent promo or foil characters or something like that. That would make it
a guaranteed pack of your commons, like, you know, whatever. I don't know how this fucking
you don't use
works,
lands
so I'm just
or nothing, right? On that?
Yeah, there's no lands. It's all
whatever
the
you
cards.
Pitch is the what,
yeah,
is what you're paying with.
That's kind of cool.
So I would imagine here's your, you know, the regular packs of the unlimited set because it's going to be unlimited only. And if they were to go, let's say, flavor points, want to steal something from WotC, we have the gift edition boxes that come with the collector's packs. What if it's 10 regular packs and an alpha pack?
Oof. Those things would be fucking expensive as fuck.
But again, they've said from the get-go.
I mean, going through this game, man, you know, building this little deck, man, I mean, I didn't have all the cards, you know, because you can have three ofs in a deck. Mostly it's all
two. Oh, that's right. That's why I don't play this, because you can't do full play sets.
So, well, that is their full play set. It's three.
Because the magic number is three.
I was like, I got two of these. And you saw, man, it's a combo deck. My ninja deck is a combo deck. So every time I get to combo off, I get to redo the fucking thing. So
it's kind of like taking turns the way you explained it to me.
Yeah.
It's looking at that, you do redraw. So it is an extra turn. I originally glancing at it while you were kind of going through the motions, I was thinking, oh, is it just extra combats? Which, I mean, that sounds
decent.
Well, yeah,
it's extra combats.
Yeah,
so you get to
extra combats. Because
remember, at 40 fucking life,
oh, it's not extra turns?
You're going to be doing extra fucking damage. Some of these cards are, everything in there is four. So I'm hitting you for four, hitting you for four. That's the sweet spot for this deck is four, 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 four. And if I'm doing three or four combat phases on my turn, you know, it's 12, that's 16 damage.
What's the rule for decking out? Do we know that yet?
No, see, I haven't seen that shit.
Okay.
You're probably dead before that.
Yeah, maybe. But Bob did build a combo deck. So my curiosity is, if he goes through his entire deck, what happens? Do you just lose? Do you reshuffle
like
and start
I said,
again?
I'm going to have the tall Timmy show me how to play this game. Yep. Now, let's get on to the major news.
It's time to bust out the bread and butter.
The bread and butter.
Your buns toasted there, buddy?
On Twitter, somebody linked William Jensen's Twitter account. Channel Fireball, don't miss Huey Jensen at the Calling, Las Vegas, September 10th through the 12th.
Who is Huey Jensen again, Bob?
Oh, he is a major player in the Magic community as a deck designer and multiple winners.
Was he a pro player in Magic World?
Biffo, was he part of the Peach Trioth? The pro team that... I think he was a pro. No, but he's not nobody, right? No, he's nobody. It's okay. He's not the MPL, right?
I don't think
he was. Oh, hold on a minute. Oh, that's right. He is the MPL. But he would never play this card game, right?
No Magic Pros would ever play this game? Was it going to take him a year?
Yeah.
How about 2 weeks?
A year, not even. It was like 4 days, you fucking sellout piece of shit, dude.
So, if you haven't listened to, what episode?
2 episodes ago?
423 or something? I think it was 23 or 22.
Yeah, 423. Me and Biffo got into a heated debate.
Oh my God, bro.
We're yelling back and forth about the fact that he thought that no major Magic player was going to jump the fence and play this game because only $1,000.
Yeah, you know what, man? You're right. Yeah, and thank you for specifying that. I was talking about strictly MPL. You're all like, your major argument was pro, no matter what. Like, it could have been, like, you know, somebody that's not on the MPL, but we know.
It could be Pakula.
Yeah, yeah, it could be someone. Like, I was like, well, of course. Those motherfuckers ain't doing shit. I go, I'm talking about MPL. Those guys are still loyal to Watsi. They're not getting out of bed for $1,500 first prize. First fucking thing Parking Lot sends me this morning or yesterday was Huey Jensen. I was like, you fucking sellout piece of shit, dude.
And so he calls me today and goes, man, you know, I'm calling out sick, you know. You know, if you read the chat, I'm going like, no, I haven't read the chat. What do you mean read the chat? I didn't know. So I went and read. I was like, oh.
Well, one second.
I think
I hear something in the nosebleeds again.
You sold out.
Fuck. Oh, yeah. I was like, you sold out. You didn't know? And he's like, hold on. Wait, what? And I was like, fucking, it would be this motherfucker. Actually, I didn't think it would be him.
You know what, man? I was going to sit there and I was like, God, you know, I hate to say it, man, but I'm always right. I'm going to be the humble braggart. But no, you know what? It's going to happen. This game is, you got one jumping the fence now. How many more?
At $1,500, bro.
When it's showing up. And Channel Fireball paying them to also show up. You don't think he's going to get a couple of grand just to fucking show up to GP Vegas?
I think so?
Excuse me.
GP Vegas? The calling Vegas.
To the calling Vegas?
Man, dude. You're right. You're right.
Get a couple of grand to fucking show up plus a free hotel room. You know, his boy, OT. Owen Turnbull.
OT!
You mentioned hotels. So I went looking at the Flesh and Blood talking about Vegas. They actually have reservation spots for you to get discounted rates at the hotel connected to the GP.
Oh, the Westgate.
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, dude.
Watsi hasn't done that.
Watsi never did that shit.
Watsi never did that shit. 40K used to do that.
Because it's, you know why? It's taking care of the player base.
FLG would do it to like where they would like hit up these big casinos and be like, if you can give us a block and we sell out that block, you know, you give us little perks here and there. So Flesh and Blood might be doing this pretty right now that you're saying stuff like that. Now, what does Channel Fireball want from Flesh and Blood, though?
Dude, they're selling singles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember they're going to have their own booth.
Well, I know that, too.
They're running the event.
What's the point?
They have singles on sale.
They ain't doing it for free.
Well, of course not. Nah, it's part of the contract.
You know Flesh and Blood's probably kicking down some fucking cash.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not like Watsi's doing anything in the next fucking... Because they've already said,
oh,
it's
going to
be two
huh?
years before we even think about an event.
Damn, LSV sucked that dick real quick, huh? He went and said, like, man, you ain't giving me money. Fuck you.
Hey, and that's who I watched to build that deck. LSV.
LSV? Bob.
I went and watched Luis Scott Vargas talk about designing and building a deck. And I watched that fucking thing to go and design to build that deck.
Parking lot.
I think I know parking who may or may not have been sent in for the dick sucking. Because they were also announced to be showing up in Vegas. If you recognize the name, Olivia Gobert Hicks. She's made her rounds with Magic. Not as a pro, but as a streamer.
Is that the chick that's like, all right looking?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. That name sounds familiar.
Not
as
Elizabeth
fuck.
Eden, but you know, if Liz Eden starts fucking popping on the scene.
Nah, she'll probably do some whack ass fucking cosplay.
But
like
there's another name that I find even more interesting.
Who?
Because after the debacle of her even appearing at magic events, C. Sprinkle.
Who's Flesh and Blood's paying her to come?
She's gonna be there. She was also
Is that a Channel Fireball thing or Flesh and Blood thing?
That was a Channel Fireball announcement. Because remember, they're still the ones running the events, so they're the ones getting in the bodies.
Oh, this fucking bitch, dude.
Well, look at it like this. Remember, I said Owen Turnwall, Peachtree Oath, Reed Duke. Owen is on the outs right now with Magic.
Yeah.
Because of the, you know, sexual harassment shit.
Oh, dude, that's locker room talk, bro.
But
grab her by the pussy.
Remember,
kind
we're
of
discussing
shit.
This, and I want to bring it up with Parking Lot. Well, what do you think, since this is a new fledgling card game, major event-wise, not newish, mm-hmm. you know, how long is it going to take before players like Justin Long, Bertaccini,
mm-hmm.
start getting into this game? That have the lifetime bans.
Have the lifetime bans of WotC. Here's my... This is where I'm going to be in between. Because it's Channel Fireball, and I want to say, at least for Bertaccini, in his case, that was an event, the major event that he was caught up on, and they called him out on, was a Channel Fireball event. Would Channel Fireball stop Bertaccini? I believe so.
Don't know.
For what? For what?
They can't.
They shouldn't. I completely agree.
Flesh and Blood says
it's
that
a new game.
Everybody is welcome.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thin line that we're running here. Until he does it again. Which, you know, he might not. Who knows?
Well, we don't know how hard it's going to be to actually
cheat the top deck on this
cheat
shit.
On this.
Yeah. We don't know. The game's
we
new.
We
don't even know how to play the game.
I don't
game.
Want to speak out of school on that either. Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know
but
how
I'm pretty sure you can
possible.
Cheat in any game.
Oh, yeah.
You can cheat in any game, so there's got to be.
Just by rushing and throwing
yeah.
cards and saying it's going to have three, this is going to give me
How'd
three
you do that
tips.
Four times when there's only three copies?
Yeah.
That's what I imagine happening
first.
Oh,
you pitch that card for three dots, but you said
you're trying
you
to use it too?
Yeah, huh? Whatever. Shit like that. But to answer Bob's question, would you say no?
I don't know. It depends on Channel Fireball, specifically Channel Fireball.
Man,
because it is their events that's going to be going on. Will he show up? I'm sorry. I think he will.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be there.
Why not?
He lives in LA.
Why not? Why not?
Why
hey, parking
not?
Lot.
Four hours
drive.
Parking lot. Let's say I'm Flesh from Flesh and Blood. and you're LSV. And I go, cool. I'm paying you all this money to run this shit. And all this stuff. So, you know, as many people as you can get in, man, you know, it'd be great. And then you're all like, hey, Flesh, we ain't fucking doing, you know, we ain't letting these guys because they cheated in Magic. I'd be like, you're trying to keep guys out of my game because they fucking did something in someone else's game? What the fuck is wrong with you?
And honestly, it could be a very, and it's a slippery slope for them. I think this is a situation where it's not going to be Flesh and Blood saying anything. I don't think they would. It'd be a Channel Fireball issue.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Because they're the boots on the ground running the show, running the tournament. Flesh and Blood's just providing the property.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right here. So, you know, it's $10,000 in prize money. You get limited edition promos and playmats. Again,
hey,
if those promos are going to be worth money.
Oh, dude, imagine this is the first event. Imagine 10, 20 years from now.
Yeah.
Just imagine 5 years from now.
Yeah.
And is it Vegas is the first one, or is it...
It's Vegas, then Cincinnati.
Or is it Orlando? I thought Orlando...
No, we got Vegas,
it
September
Vegas
10th
first.
Through
okay.
12th. October 15th through 17th
Dallas.
Is Dallas. Then we got Cincinnati, October 22nd through the 24th. And then Nationals on November 5th through the 7th, which is a $50,000.
Which is Orlando. Okay. So, yeah, Vegas is the first.
Corners.
This is... Again, the
inaugural event.
The inaugural event
is going to
mean
again,
a lot.
This has a prize wall. You have side events. Dude,
This is a GT.
This
or GP.
Is GP.
Yeah.
This is literally a GP. We got live coverage. Let's see how many Twitch people are going to follow these versus Magic events.
I would like to see that, too. How much
they have player way, constructed, draft, blitz, you name it, we've got it. They got buy, sell, and trade. Vendors have everything you need, sealed products, singles, accessories, and more, right? You got the prize wall. Play side events and earn prizes from our stacked prize wall and take home. You got live coverage. Main event is a massive two-day tournament awarding $10,000 in prizes, exclusive promos, and eight seats at the Pro Tour.
We did talk about the Pro Tour thing.
I wonder, if you win a seat here, if you go to Cincinnati or Dallas and play and win a seat there, do they give it to the next person down?
They have to.
I think, honestly, if you're going to go that hard body karate on this shit, and you're going to each one of these and end up placing, I think the seat offer goes down
in.
The rack.
You're already in.
Yeah, you're already in it to win it. Maybe you get a payout on, you know, well, you did place this, so you get a little extra kick off the top.
I did kind of
like the
you already
no
got
badges
the seat.
Needed. Hall is open to the
that,
public.
Okay,
it's
so,
free to enter. Inside the hall, you're able to hang out with other players, collectors, and browse vendors, all at no cost.
I bet you flesh
that
and blood
right
made
there.
Them say that.
That right there, the no badge needed. You do not have to pay to walk in the building. You're putting your name on a piece of paper to play. I think this is that opportunity for those who have been thrown out of the Magic world to come in and start it. That line right there, I can believe it. I can imagine seeing it. If Bertini and them have been already grinding locally in their areas for this, because let's be real.
Well, let's look. Red Zone Rogue is going to be there.
I have no idea who that is.
Red Zone Rogue.
Twitch streamer.
Yeah, well, there you go. Twitch streamer. All right. DM Armada.
Oh, that's Tall Timmy's boy.
Yup, he's going to be there. There she is.
Yeah. I kind of remember her. Not really.
Olivia Gibbertix. Yeah, then you just passed the one about the hotel blocks
did
that I mentioned earlier.
Did you skip some of them?
No,
it was
I
just
like this.
Other
new
ads.
Player Blitz Challenge. New to Flesh and Blood, test your mettle against fellow heroes in our new player friendly Blitz Deck Challenge. Bring your own Monarch Blitz precon or purchase one at as an add on for just $10. Win prize tickets for every event. On demand for $10. Look at this, man. So Flesh and Blood. Unlimited boxes. You get a Welcome to Wrath and a Monarch box. Two boxes, $119.
What?
Through Channel Fireball. So you're looking at $60 a box. How can you not get into this game
at $60 a box?
I honestly, I'm willing to throw $120. Buy two box, two different
Why?
Sets,
what?
And just
when
try.
When we buy a box of fucking set boosters, that's two boxes of this shit.
Yeah. Literally. That because of that price point right there, that is now, if shops
dude,
haven't been in it.
The playmat is fucking badass.
That's a sick-ass playmat, dude.
Okay, now, here's
Tales of Aria is going to be the new set that's coming out in September.
Yeah, so... My only complaint about the playmats, but I get it and I understand it. If you look at the playmats, it has the grid boxes set up for the game.
Yeah.
I hate grid boxes. I just...
You need them for this.
For this, yes. I understand you need it for this. That's where I'm going to give it a pass. I just wish we could get a blank, non-gridded... Blank. Give me the art.
Well, see,
give me
the
logos
thing.
And all that.
Just, so this is Tales of Aria
we don't need
World
the grid.
Premiere for this calling, right? Las Vegas is hosting the world premiere of Tales of Aria. Be among the first people anywhere to play with the upcoming set in our premiere sealed event. So that means, are we playing with alpha fucking cards? This is the
Ooh.
Premiere. So you have a chance of doing these side events and getting alpha
Ooh.
Fucking cards to play
Potentially.
With.
Potentially they'll be doing alpha.
Crack some packs, jam some games, win some prize tickets.
That's a good
you
one.
You know what, though? it is pretty smart of
for $39.99, all participants receive limited edition playmats.
So playmat for
$40 for entry, and you get a mat.
Oh hell deal. No! Oh hell no!
Deal.
Oh hell no!
No, we knew that. We already knew that
he sold out the professor.
Oh hell no! You know,
the professor sold himself.
Flesh
out
and blood kissed the ring, dude.
No,
it's the other way around.
He's kissing their ring.
Nah, that's what you say, dude.
But here's
go again. Side event packages, main events, not calling to you. Spend the weekend jamming limited or constructed events. Packages include 2 draft event entries, 3 constructed event entries, 2 daily double event entries, play for 2 times the prizes, rainbow foil, librarian mentor promo, exude confidence playmat. Man, this is actually, you're getting all kinds of different shit per package, whatever you fucking get. It's not like Magic where, oh, you get a fucking playmat and you get skews.
Well, like I told you, Flesh and Blood has the opportunity to do stuff that WotC didn't.
Yeah, and they've got to make that first impression.
And why not have
Channel Fireball? And so far, so good.
And why not have Channel Fireball?
I'm already sitting here going,
Channel Fireball.
What's the dates on this again?
Yeah, Channel Fireball has
September,
its...
September, Bubba.
Channel Fireball has a system set up, Bob, to be like, hey.
Look, there she is.
See Sprinkle Run. Let's see, September the 19th.
Yeah, but they need to change the name, Fab Las Vegas, because hashtag Fab Las Vegas is for the transgender event that's also happening in Las Vegas.
What's Fab stand for them?
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Fab Las Vegas.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
I'm going to change my name in the chat to Flesh and Biffle.
Yeah, like double check the dates for me. I'm curious now. It's
September 10th, 11th, and 12th.
10th, 11th, 12th. Okay. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
September 11th. Never forget. 20 years.
You know what? If you want to take a trip over there, round trip.
Do I want to?
You know what? I would lie to you.
I wouldn't lie to you.
I would have went. If the tall Timmy was there, I would have went.
He's
just to hang out.
For two years, man.
I know, man.
Yeah, they've got him landlocked.
It's all right, man.
It's kind of shitty.
Hey, dude. Okay, so...
Which is really dumb because I deal with pilots who are making flights to Australia, dropping people off. I don't know why.
Bob, what do you think, about Flesh and Blood choosing Channel Fireball to do all this stuff?
It's whoever was willing to pay the most.
It's not about willing to pay the most. It's... They already used them. They know they can host events.
They definitely proved it. They know they can do
with all the GPs
all
for
the GPs
year and a half, 2 years that they were doing shit. Why not? They've already got the video set up for Twitch and everything. They have commentators,
side events, how to run everything, how to keep everybody together.
They're already tried and true.
Yeah,
I think that was a smart move. Now the other thing too is when it comes down to it is how much money fucking LSV is like. You know what?
Well, there again, why didn't somebody like Star City step up for the East Coast?
I
don't think they had a good enough bid.
So I'm looking to see if there's any more people here, you know, for
The last one that you mentioned, that Red Zone Rogue and DM Armada, I didn't see those earlier. So I think those are the newest two.
What the fuck?
I bulk out.
The fuck? Why did you click on?
The professor. What the fuck is the professor doing there?
Mind you, the professor was the first one advertised.
You got to remember,
no, he wasn't. William Jensen was.
No.
What?
The professor was.
I don't remember
because
that.
He announced it before Channel Fireball or Fab did.
Damn, dude.
He said, hey, I'm going to be there. And they just went, okay, make the slide. Post that shit.
Kiss the ring.
Because he's going in.
Many flesh and blood players, no.
Many flesh and blood players ask the question.
Ask the question.
Is it worth it to buy this game? Well, it's $60 a box. Yeah.
Kind of hard to say no, huh?
Kind of hard to say no when...
Yeah, you can't... $60, $65 a box? Okay, you want alpha? Yeah, you're going to spend a couple $100 for alpha box. But it's still alpha.
Yeah. It's still fucking...
You don't crack those. You buy it, you put it off to the fucking side, and you wait.
You buy an alpha box and an unlimited box. You open the unlimited box. You're a collector and an investor. and you're a player.
I don't know, man. Who's this?
Who's that?
Oh, it's got purple hair.
Yep, that means don't trust you? It. Don't trust it. Don't trust it.
Road to Nationals, man. I don't know. I'm not excited about the game, but...
Okay, so, you know, obviously this year it's probably not happening, but the following year for 2022 when Flesh and Blood's doing their shit, I'm excited for the Artist Alley.
For the what?
Like Watsy did with having artists come. When the Flesh and Blood artists get to come out, that's when I'm going to get start getting excited. Because just skimming through this deck, I'm on the same page. I like a lot of this art. It looks really good. Yeah. So I'm excited for when the Flesh and Blood artists get to come make their spotlights.
Yeah.
You know,
now here's offering their side hustle. I'm interested in. Are they going to blackball certain artists, Therese Nielsen, from doing work for them?
Dude, that's the other thing. I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about, like, are these guys going to get all political, too?
If they just leave it as a card game and don't get political, this game has a chance of fucking going, hey, Watsy, fuck you.
Is Flesh and Blood...
Milton Bradley can fucking buy him and fucking be...
Yeah, Milton Bradley, okay. Hasbro probably buy him, too, because you know what it, you know what Hasbro stands for? Hmm. Has a ton of money, bro. That's what that stands for.
Has a ton of money, bro.
Hey, is Flesh and Blood made in the USA?
Yeah.
No.
No?
This is New Zealand.
Norwegian.
It's a New Zealand game, huh?
Yeah, this is not...
No, it's a... Right? It was Norwegian?
And then maybe they won't be all... maybe they won't be all, like, fucking... Because let's be real, man. Like, a lot of this shit that goes on with Watsy and all this fucking, like, political shit, it's like American thing. Like, it feels like other countries don't give a fuck.
Let's take a look.
Flesh and Blood. I mean, don't get me wrong. The name is fucking badass.
Flesh and Bob.
Here's the thing. So, any host that wants to talk about Flesh and Blood with Bob, we need somebody with a name that starts with the letter F. So it'd be like Frank and Bob. Talk Flesh
and
Blood.
Frank and Bob, Flesh and Blood. FAB on FAB.
The FAB wants to talk about the FAB.
There you go. Frank and
New
Bob.
New podcast. Hey, look at that. The Degenerate Podcast Network expanding again.
That would be tight.
I'm looking at shit, really... man. I'm looking at this stuff, man. Literally. For $306, you get four boxes, right? You get four boxes of Monarch Unlimited, four Monarch Gift with Purchase Full Art promo cards, one of each of the Bolton, Prism, Livia, and whatever her name is, and one 2018 Ira Welcome to Wrath deck.
Hmm. Okay.
Twinning Blade, dude, $1,200. Woof.
Damn.
Extended art, dude, and that fucking art looks fucking sick, bro.
Yeah, I like that.
Fucking sick.
Okay, so one more time, just for people in the back here. You're looking at the card, any card, doesn't really matter. The top left corner has three pips, and some amount of them are going to be colored in. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You discard those to get that much quote-unquote mana.
Mm-hmm.
And then the casting cost is the number on the right? Top right? Is that how,
no,
is
bottom
that how
left.
I was looking at it?
Bottom left.
Is the bottom left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this thing costs 5, and you get 1 pip for discarding it. Hmm. Okay. Interesting.
Well, I'm trying to find up what register Flesh and Blood. Let's see what you get in for your register your Flesh and Blood shit. What you get for actually being a registered store.
You said Jay already talked to these guys?
Yeah, he contacted them, called them. I guess the day that Spencer went in there, he called them.
Hey, man, if there's demand, dude, you gotta jump on it. Parking lot will run the tournament. How parking lot? Huh.
I got to understand the game before I even consider running it. Because, you know, even in Magic, I still have to sit there and go, yeah, I need a fucking judge. because there's still bullshit to this day. I go, I don't fucking know the answer.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been at this for how fucking long now? 10 years?
You've been around for a while, man.
About as long as I've been sober. Like, I still, this game still makes me go, I don't fucking know. Either I'm going to Google it or I'm going to ask somebody smarter in the fucking room. And with modern lately, thank God there's somebody smarter in the room.
Yeah, I think it's at a like you could feel it starting, you know. You could feel it. It feels like there's some like a kind of like a scene, you know. Like you could feel it coming.
The game's
up.
Been around for a couple years now.
What it takes to be a retail supply policies, changes the policies. We have updated our map policy to better reflect our support for local game stores. Following changes will be effect on the release of Crucible of War Unlimited map.
What does MAP stand for?
Fuck, I have no idea. It doesn't specify what MAP is. But
you found the page of If You Know, You Know.
Minimum advertised price is their thing. Then they have manufacturer suggested retail.
Oh, so it's like kind of like MSRP?
Yeah. Single cards, individually priced, sealed product. That's definitions. Brick and mortar game stores, retail primary business involved operating a bona fide brick and mortar store with table space available for customers for play, game offered for sale or retail. Single card website, legacy account, so you don't get anything like that. I was trying to see what you get when you become a store.
Like their WPN kind of thing?
Yeah.
That's something you probably
I'm going to have to do a little research on that just to find out.
A part of that might be secret quiet information until you sign up and make a purchase.
Yeah.
You buy your inventory, and then you'll actually see physically what's
going on. It can't be that much different than Magic, I would assume.
I mean, we got 4 boxes of it sitting at the shop right now. Yeah. And if we wanted, we can get them for like $50 a pop.
Pretty good entry
point, man. It's about what I make. I make more than that in a day when I get to work.
How many guys would have to show up to Mega City to be like, hey, we want to run this tournament?
Supposedly, this town actually has a decent-sized player base.
Really?
Paladin actually gets players to do this game.
Okay.
So the question is...
I know T-Pain went over there and got his ass stomped.
By Bless Your Blood?
Yeah.
Just
kind of like in Magic.
Aww.
I'll throw that out. If you want to play a real deck, man, borrow my fucking Jund deck and then just play like
but
that.
He did. Hey, man.
T-Pain's so upset that I've been able to just smash him, but it's a good matchup for me. I know how to hose that deck.
Well, he's fairly new, too.
And he's fairly new.
Yeah, like, hey, man, you got to take your lumps, man.
Here's the problem. I realize there's other sideboard cards I need to pick up that would hose his deck even more, and I feel even worse. But I digress.
No, you got to take your lumps, man. You can't just show up and be good.
Thing,
out of nowhere, man.
You gotta grind it.
Off being freaking, you know, the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be.
The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? I'm never gonna be any of those.
No.
Speaking of which, how'd you do this last week on Modern?
This week on Modern went 2-2.
Yeah, again? No, you almost had a 3-1, man. You were.
I was
up
close
there.
I was close to a 3-1. Yeah, I was.
Are you still budget?
No. No,
oh, no, dude. He's actually got a legit deck now.
I have a legit deck.
He's getting wrecked.
The problem is that for the current meta of the game, mono white Death and Taxes is not where it's at anymore. They've actually been splashing into other colors. I've actually bounced it off with Roger, and we've been discussing it this week.
Blue and white Taxes just because you love blue.
Black and white.
Yeah.
You go black. You go black and you focus more into the discard aspect of
it. Yeah,
because
you
still want to
thought seize them. You want to fucking...
If you empty their hand before they can get going, that is your best shot. Now, that's a form of gameplay that I'm not used to. So that's going to be a learning curve.
So what's up, man? You need those Inquisitions of Kozilek and you need those thought seizes or what?
I need some thought seizes. I'm gonna need.
I got the Inquisitions. I got extra ones.
Okay, I'll hit you up on those. I'm gonna need. I actually need to pick up godless shrines again. I don't have any of those.
You have any godless shrines?
No, I.
What He's not playing that color scheme.
I'm not playing that. I haven't played that color scheme in a long ass time. In the last,
I'm gonna need fetches, man. He's gonna need fetches.
No, I got fetches.
A couple of them.
Fetches already got because thank you, Modern Horizons 2. You prepared me for that.
No shit, man.
I also have. I went through all the stuff I've opened from MH2. I have 3 play sets of the fucking one drop artifact dude. What's his fucking face?
What, the etched dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got 3 play sets of him, and yet I have not opened a fucking monkey.
Hey, man.
If you follow me on TikTok, you would see my struggle of not being able to find a goddamn monkey.
That's
just
a cheap,
saying.
That's a Here's cheap plug, man.
That's my
I
cheap
opened,
plug.
I opened up one set booster box and got a monkey. Got one.
Yeah, yeah, lucky son of a bitch.
Haven't opened up Magic in forever.
I'm probably 2 boxes assorted, and I still haven't found one. And, yeah.
So you didn't do that good this weekend?
No, but I mean, 2-2, I'm learning the field, I'm learning sideboard, because like, I haven't played Modern in a long time. Technically speaking, I didn't play Modern, I played Extended.
Oh, wow, and, you're that old?
Yeah, I played.
Are you that old?
I played some Extended for like the first couple of summers, and then it was like the year or two after that is when Extended fell out and it became Modern.
Okay,
and
I
then
when that
ended
was,
up selling it out.
When I was playing Extended, that was like in 2002. When did it become
like
Modern?
2005.
Oh, okay,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it dropped out in 2012. I want to say.
Oh, okay.
It was not that long ago, surprisingly.
That's cool.
No, I mean
2011, 2012.
So, what's your take on Flesh and Blood there, Biffo?
Flesh and Biffo?
I mean, you're not gonna play it.
Nope.
The only way you're gonna play is if I have an extra deck around here, and you're just gonna
nope.
You'll try it.
Nope.
There.
I play 40K, bro.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of which, man, before we get into the Flesh and Blood discussion, how was your 40K tournament?
Oh yeah, part
coming
of the day
after a 5-year hiatus.
Coming back to 40K parking lot.
Yeah.
You want to know how my day went?
0-4?
No.
No, it's only 3 rounds.
Oh, 0-3?
2-1, homeboy.
Really?
Yeah. Shit. Bro, for one thing is, I felt welcome back. Everyone was happy to see me.
Back.
Yeah, they were happy to see
welcome
me. They're all
back.
Like, and they're like, the same thing that Bob and all them fools told me when I came back over here. They're like, so are you just like fucking around or are you like going to come back? And I was like, look, man, I'm just trying to get some games in. I played 2 games of ninth, and the only way I'm going to get 3 games in a day is if I show up. No, all right, cool. So going through it, my only loss was in my second round. I only lost by 5 points. 40K is way crazy now. It's not win a primary, win a secondary, win a tertiary, and whoever wins the most of those wins. It's like points. Like you legit get points. Like you can max.
Fuck that, man. I remember it was holding a fucking objectives.
Yep.
Fucking all, you know, all the good shit. Fuck that, man.
Now imagine trying to do that every turn and keeping track of it. It's a motherfucker. But like that second game was I was getting blown the fuck out because his army was made to kill Dark Eldar, and I still just came back doing some big brain moves, and he's like, wait a minute. He goes, you don't play like you've played like only 2 games before today. And I go, well, to be honest, like I used to be good at this game. Like I'm not like a fucking noob. I just need to know the new rules. And then on my 3rd game, I felt really good. Like as far as like now I know what my army does. And I won like 88 to like 50 or something like that. So your boy Biffo did good, man. Not going to lie. I was proud of myself. I thought I was going to go winless or maybe squeeze out 1 game. But realistically, I was putting it on, dudes. So I think when I go back next month I already got more of a feel of it that I might do a little bit better. But I got 5th place out of 16 on my first thing back. So your boy Biffo is pretty happy with himself. Thank you, man. Thank you.
I'm sorry I didn't show. I had a shit Saturday, so.
Well, I can tell because you came with this fucking attitude today. Like
it would have been worse then.
Fucking,
it would have been
someone
worse.
Someone fucking pissed in your vape juice, but
something like that.
But yeah, no, Bob. You know what, man? Your boy Biffo did all right, man. Not gonna lie.
It's good, man. Next week when the Sisters of Battle comic comes out, man, I'll buy it for you.
Yeah, buy it for me, man. Talk about Sisters of Battle. Your boy Danny. We'll just talk about
his mind is on Crisis Protocol, man.
It is. You know, in the middle of that tournament, he was talking about Crisis Protocol. I was like, bro, we're here for 40K, man. What the fuck? But it was good seeing a lot of old friends, like a lot of dudes I hadn't seen in like years.
Well, see, that's the thing, man. I miss playing tabletop. I miss chucking dice and playing tabletop. When we did the, me and X were playing a little bit of the Crisis Protocol, man, I was like, ooh, man.
Start feeling good?
I was like, rolling those dice, you know, but it's D8s. It's not, you know, D6. I was going like, you know, it wouldn't take much, man. Just got to make a fucking phone call. I could pick up miniatures and I can get back.
You get back into it.
Get back in that 40K mode, but then you're looking at those fucking points. I'm going like,
it's a lot.
I'm going to have to play that third edition, though.
It's a lot, dude. Hey, Bob, let me ask you this, since you were playing Crisis Protocol. So, like, for 5 years since I've known you guys, I've been like Magic. You make bad moves, you do it. Tabletop, you can make good moves and the dice can fucking,
yeah, still fuck you.
It'll still fuck you. It's so, like, you know, here and there. So it felt good again because I wasn't taking it serious, Barclay. I really literally went into trying to have fun.
I'll tell you right now, heroes are a little bit more OP on Crisis Protocol than it is on villains, because I was taking nothing but the villains, and dude, X was
mopping you up.
Busted my ass. I took Doc Ock against Spider-Man. Spider-Man beat my fucking ass, dude. Really? I took Ultron against, I forgot, somebody else, and beat my ass. I took fucking Crossbones, but I redid Crossbones, and I was able to almost win.
that to me, that doesn't sound really cool. Like, if the good guys are kind of... This isn't pro wrestling, bro. You know, the heels don't have to suck.
Now,
you know what I mean?
Would you do if they came out with a miniatures pro wrestling game?
Yeah, I don't know. They did wrestling HeroClix, and I didn't really give a fuck.
No, I don't mean HeroClix. I mean where you actually have stat cards on your main character, right? And you have a deck next to you that has finishing moves, but each move is you can only use it so many times, you know? Like, you know, leg sweep or fucking spinning back kick or, you know, shit like Ultimo Dragon.
DDT.
You can only use Camel Clutch. DDT twice unless your guy has a special ability that goes, hey, you know, it's like Diamond Dallas Page, you know, the diamond cutter.
How dare you? That's okay.
And you're going to go, hey, you have a way of using the diamond cutter more than twice in a fucking game and blood.
I'd want a foil Camel Clutch. That's what I would want.
John Cena's only allowed to use four moves.
I would want to, but like I tell you, man, like I don't know if you guys like just getting into all kinds of shit. I can't believe you're even fucking around Flesh and Blood. On top of Crisis Protocol,
I bought a box. Yeah, you know, and this and that.
On top of Crisis Protocol, I see Zombicide over there.
It's a board game.
You haven't, you know what I mean?
It's a board game.
Like I have so little, like I'm literally having to put Magic on the back burner to play.
You know me, man. I just buy shit to buy shit.
You've always been like that.
And it's like...
So, I would like want buying, to, but I can't.
It's like buying when they re-release Space Hulk. Of course I had to buy four of those fucking things. Why? Because I could make a fucking badass fucking Tyranid army with it. Or nothing but fucking Space Marines all day long.
What those Blood Angel sculpts you could buy anywhere else? Remember?
Yep. That's exactly.
So there was a reason to buy multiples of Space Hulk.
I like playing large games, putting two of those kits together and fucking doing a huge fucking Space Hulk battle. Man.
You know, hey, you know what about this tournament I went to on Saturday? What you would like is there was a variety. It wasn't like half Space Marines and half Xenos, a little bit of mix of Xenos and like 10 Space Marine armies. It was all different. Like I think the most multiples was like two, or no, those three Space Marines, and there was like two Necron. I was Dark Eldar. There was like two Sisters of Battle.
See, and that's
there was
good.
Adeptus Mechanicus.
I hated the fucking fact, dude. When I was getting out of it, everybody played either Chaos. Some faction of fucking Chaos. 99% of the time, it would be fucking Khorne.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Okay. Not Slaanesh. Not fucking anything else. It was always Khorne. Because why, man? The Berserkers. And you want to play with Juggernauts.
Yeah.
So those are the big heavy hitters for the Army. So, you know, nobody wanted noise Marines. Nobody fucking did that. And there was no models that represented Slaanesh like that, right?
When you quit? When you quit? When you got out?
Yeah, back when Paladin was still on plans.
No. But now if you go back, they have like a whole army of shit. There's like a whole Slaanesh team.
They had, because everything was either Iron Warriors or fucking Khorne. Those are the two that you played. If you played Chaos. Unless you had the old miniatures, then yeah, you'd play Slaanesh or Nurgle. You know, they had Death Guard. But everybody played Space Marine, some form of fucking Space Marine.
Yeah, it's changed so much, man.
I gotta find out.
I had to, like, literally was, like, asking dudes, like, what's that? What's that? Because it's all new models that have come in since I was out. And they kind of did that stuff. But I think you would like that, because if you're a Chaos dude, they actually have, like, a Death Guard Codex. They have an Iron, a Thousand Suns Codex, so you can actually play them.
See, and there's another army right there, dude. Building a Thousand Sun code army back in the day with the actual fucking Thousand Sun helmets, dude, that was fucking a bitch.
Well, they're all metal. You had to buy them like that, huh?
But nah. They did come out of plastics, but you only got one head per fucking sprue. So you buy a box set, you get two heads. I won an entire army, so what do you got to do? You got to fucking mold it.
Mold it, yeah. We don't have to do that no more, Bob. It was all fun. It's all fun and games. But see, that's what I'm telling you. Is like, I would love to play a wrestling game like that, but I would just wouldn't have the time. Like, I'm literally putting Magic on the back burner to go back really into 40K.
Last, what do you think of Flesh and Blood? Everything that we've been reading and talking about, minus the fucking pros jumping the fucking shit, the shark. Do you think it has a shot?
Dude, when you have Channel Fireball getting your back, when you have content creators, when you got pros from MTG coming, it's going in the right direction. They can only fuck it up.
They can learn from WotC's mistakes.
Yes.
And go, we can do better.
Mm-hmm. Anything you can do, I can do better.
People want to like
they
it.
They can make it. Hell, they might spin. They might be around for 25 years. Yeah, man, I'm seeing all kinds of shit on Alpha Investments and Rudy. They're like, oh, you know, he owns Flesh and Blood and this. And I'm all right now. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Is he part owner?
I don't think he's so.
He is a major contributor to the distribution cycle. I believe he probably holds a distributor license with
and
them.
I wouldn't doubt that he talked point. To them initially when they fucking started coming out with the first
how much,
sets of
how much alpha shit you think he has of that? It's got to be like
pallets,
dude.
Pallets. In his secret vault, pallets, bro. Pallets.
I like Rudy, man. He's kind of like a fucking...
In his guy. Ivory castle.
You know what, though?
Flesh and blood.
Controlled opposition, bro.
He can be controlled opposition all he wants, but you know what? People are complaining that... Oh, people are buying from his Patreon... And then doubling the price and reselling it. That's how it is, bro.
He didn't give a fuck.
That's how life is.
And that's why he came out with that video saying, I'm not going to block him, ban him for doing that. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm here for. Which tells me, guess what? That sounds a lot like a distributor.
You ain't going to be pissed off. If you pay $20 Patreon and you get a chance to buy two or three cases at cost, and you could turn around and sell them for... So let's say the newest set, man, and those alpha boxes are $500 a piece, and you're buying them for $150, $200. Man, you don't think I'm not gonna sell them for fucking double?
Yeah, but Rudy's always been like that. I don't care what other people are selling them for. I'm telling you this price, and you're getting it at this price.
Exactly.
So that's why I do respect them. Of like, hey, Rudy, you no good son of a bitch. I don't like you, but I respect.
All right, guys, we got a Patreon. For as little as a buck, man, get added to the DGen chat. We also got some affiliates.
Part of the DGen broadcast network. Let's just start with DJP's mail.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked word.
Yeah, on the wheels of steel.
Then what? Who we got over there for Man of Values?
Raimundo?
Or
Stonks, the Stonks podcast.
Stonks.
Stonks.
Man of Value podcast. And, of course, Garbage Day.
Garbage name.
But this whole episode, are we a Flesh and fucking Blood podcast now?
Yeah, just
what?
The episode
two episodes,
here,
man.
There.
2 episodes in on Flesh and Blood, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So your boy said, I have the fucking documents. If we ever need him on to record, he will be here. So he can't back out now.
Oh, yeah.
But his latest video, he made a lot of good points, man. He was talking about, like, these dudes that come over from other TCGs, bring them in, guys. Don't fucking be mad that they're spikes or whatever like that, because he said something that stuck with me. One spike will bring 100 Timmies. And I was like, yeah, you know what I mean? And So when you bring everybody in, fuck it. We're all just here to play this game.
You know what? Bring in the cheetahs, the former cheaters of Magic, because maybe they'll turn a new leaf.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Who knows? Hey, man. Like,
give
I
them
told
the chance.
You, I'm not going to punish
don't
you.
Fuck this up.
I'm not going to punish you for something you did somewhere else, parking
Bird
lot.
Cheaty, don't fuck this up. Just saying.
OT.
Don't be touching people.
The other guy that raped that chick. No, <I'm just> kidding.
Don't be touching
people. You can stay gone, guy. But,
all right, guys. This is... I might play a game or two on this, see how it works. Earl Grey.
I'll sling some different type of paper in the parking lot. Parking lot.
Flesh and Biffo.
We'll see you in the next one.
Man, I can't believe you're really going
to... No, one quick question before this is all up. Did my Nurgles make an appearance?
Yeah, Death Guard 2 armies. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, bro. You need to show up.
Fuck, I missed.
You need to show up.
Well, I had the suit fitting shit, because remember, I posted that in that other chat. That was all Saturday morning.
Of what he believes to be reality. But there is unseen by most an underworld that is just as real, but not as brightly lit. A dark side.
Dark.
I can write a verse and take the sun away.
Dark.
Say goodbye to light because it's gone today.
Dark.
And your smile and happiness is done away.
Darkness.
Watch me paint a picture that'll make you run away.
I don't really give a fuck of what you think of me, I had it up to here, yep. Follow me into another dimension of insanity's right here, step. I know you're feeling I'm loving you when I'm kissing and fucking you in a minute, I'm a beer left. And by the plug of the jug, I'll see the blood of my lover and then I finish when you're near death. I'm sorry, but I mean it, cause when I got the chewing on bitches, I got bulimic. I'm running like a gynecologist with a penis, and when they bled on me, I was giddy and never screaming. That is a demon I cannot get rid of, I really rely on the feeling of sex and the red of a woman. Can I take a bite of your cerebellum? I think it'll really get me up if I could be sucking your serotonin. I'd rather just die than inflict any pain on somebody who truly put trust in me. Better yet, I just make her the suffer who taught me and mocked me and fuck with me. Maybe get up in the club and shoot it up and make a panic at the disco. Cup oit, be slipping, era top oit, peace rule. I can paint a dark picture, you don't want me to start with ya. The wind coming out with the heart, hit ya. Chew you up and if you really charge, spit ya. After the brain, I put the limb of my rain in. Blood of a dame is what I drain my fangs in. Taking the spirit and then the body you came in. Away from the sun and forever you can remain in.
I can ride a verse and take the sun away. Say goodbye to life because it's gone today. Ain't no smiling, happiness is done away. Watch me paint a picture that'll make you run away. I can write a verse and take the sun away. Say goodbye to life because it's gone today. Ain't no smiling, happiness is done away. Watch me paint a picture that'll make you run away.
All up on a pallet of pain, but butter my name, there ain't no sun up in it. I'm gonna break it down, the walls to try to stop me for popping my gun up in it. Skips on me for the time that I given to the rhyme in another mind, looking like a nice guy. Yeah. Behind the face be the beast of another motherfucker who be heard the least. Somebody hear me when I say that I remember everybody that led me astray, yo, fuck 'em. Nobody but my closest know about my darkness, and when they fall away, yo, fuck 'em. I'm so sick that I never checked out of my mental ward working in Sweden. Burning the bodies, the song made my memory beat them. Ghosting me loud, and I'm proud I can see them. I don't even wanna talk about it, but I do it for the demons and the devils alive. Hoping that the non believers get a number two in the eye. Please try to die. Save me the time. Nobody better move when I'm coming through. I'ma stay devoted to rhyme. X line devoted to mine. Hex sign with the wicked, I'ma be forever to dine. Picture this, my wrist lit, pissed off. I'm hanging by a meat hook. Yo, I'm banging on a mean hook. It's the twist, this chapter miss. The darker the better, my main cookbook. I'm telling everybody that I'm not doing so well. I've been my noggin, so you better watch yourself. Sub noise when I'm banging on the text set. Best believe the dark times are here. My lips eclipse everything.
I can write a verse and take the sun away.
Dark.
say goodbye to life because it's gone today. And no smiling happiness is gone away. Watch me paint a picture to make you run away. I can write a verse and take the sun away. Say goodbye to life because it's gone today. And no smiling happiness is gone away. Watch me paint a picture to make you run away.
I'm your worst fear. I'm your favorite. I'm your acquired taste. Will you savor it? If it's bloodthirst, will you run from it? No need, cause I'm inside you. When the sun is lit, you cannot escape me. I'm your last resort. When you have an evil, you cannot retort. I am devoid of sunshine, malicious, vain, and heartless. If ever you need an alibi, rely on me, I am.
I can write a verse and take the sun away. Say goodbye to life because it's gone today. Ain't no smiling, happiness is done away. Watch me paint a picture to make you run away. I can write a verse and take the sun away. Say goodbye to life because it's gone today.